near the valley. You know, you're talking about.
Yeah. Now, there's also, if you've ever heard of it, something called, well, do you either know pass or
Oh,
gap?
Yeah. Yeah, okay, the pass. I didn't know if you meant the actual land down there
yeah.
or where the cars
yeah.
would go through,
yeah.
but yeah, the pass.
A place where a boat would be tied up to be unloaded would be a
dock or a harbor.
Okay. Now, up in the mountains where there's a place where there's, you know, water flowing along and then there's a drop off, you call that
A mountain stream.
Okay.
Waterfall.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, well, before when we were talking about roads,
mm-hmm.
And you said, I can imagine this university, there used to be dirt roads around it.
Yeah.
Now, talking about different kinds of roads, now what would be, like, in terms of improvement, I suppose,
mm-hmm.
the next type of improvement over a dirt road?
A paved road. Well, no way. I suppose a gravel
okay.
would be the next,
yeah.
and then your paved road.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, when they pave roads here, what do they usually pave them with? Do you know?
Asphalt.
Okay. And then when they are, the first thing they put, like if they're going to put asphalt, the
tar.
Okay.
Talking about tar.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about important roads, like I don't know what would be the major roads, you'd refer to them.
Streets.
Okay. Now, if you were talking about the like say. 65, you'd call that a
highway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a little road out in the country that goes off from the main road, you'd call that?
Oh, a path or a lane.
Okay.
Depending if you could drive on it. I would make kind of a distinction.
Okay.
A path would be more for foot, really.
Right.
And a lane, maybe you could drive on it.
Okay. Now, something that's along the side of a street for people to walk on.
Sidewalk.
Now, sometimes there's sidewalks that have a strip of grass. There's the sidewalk and a strip of grass
uh-huh.
on the street. You know of a name for the strip of grass?
Mm-mm. I've heard of cracks in the sidewalk, but that's, I'm sure that's not it. No, I didn't know there was.
You might just call it a grass strip or something like that.
Oh.
If you ever call it anything. Or there, you probably...
Mm-mm.
There, I think apparently some people do have names sometimes, but they don't in Arkansas.
Yeah.
Obviously. Now, a road that would lead, like if you turned off of a highway and you were going, and the road was getting smaller and smaller, you might call that, if it was kind of out from town, you'd call that a... anything that you might call just a country road or
oh.
whatever you use that term?
Yeah, country road. Sure.
Now, if you were walking along and a dog jumps out at you and scares you,
mm-hmm.
You might pick up
a rock
and then you
throw it.
Yeah. This is sort of expressions that you might use.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, as opposed to chumped in or
something. Yeah.
Or as opposed to stone.
Yeah.
If somebody came to see you, you might say, well, just sit down and make yourself
at home.
Now, if you were talking about putting milk in coffee,
mm-hmm.
and not cream, but milk,
mm-hmm.
and then you would say, now, some people, if they put it in there, you'd say they like coffee.
In their milk. No, way. That's
say,
the way I like my coffee, though.
Oh, you like it. Okay. He'd say, those people take coffee.
With.
Yeah.
Their milk.
Okay. So use the word milk with it. Say they like coffee
with milk.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And then if they don't want any milk in it, you'd say they want it
black.
Okay. And if you're using the word without, you'd say they want it
without milk.
Yeah. Now black. Have you ever heard any other way of saying it besides black?
Straight.
Okay. Okay. If somebody's not coming away from you, you'd say they're coming straight
toward.
Now, if there was somebody that you hadn't seen in a long time, you might come back and say, well, guess who I ran
into.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If a child was given the same name as her aunt, for example, you'd say they named the child.
Named her after.
Mm-hmm.